Montana State University Billings welcomes you to this internet broadcast of Yellow Jacket Sports.
Welcome to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Ken Adelblue talking with George Pfeiffer, the head coach for the Montana State Billings men's team. And, you know, George, we've talked about a lot of good stuff this year, but the one thing we haven't talked since the start of GNAC play was a week-long sweep for you all. And we finally get to talk about that. You get you win two straight games at home, a 84-76 win over Western Oregon, a 65-60 win over Alaska Anchorage. You know, early in the season, just to get this out in the open, I think early in the season, I think you're looking for a lot of things, even beyond wins and losses. You're looking for improved play. You're looking for the teams to kind of sharpen things up. At this point of the season, I don't know about you, but I don't care how you win. I don't care if it's ugly or whatever. That being said, I thought you all played some really, really good basketball this past week.
Well, I do think we're playing our best basketball right now. I mean, we've won five out of our last seven games. You know, our home stand, we wanted to go 4-0. We didn't. We lost on a last second shot to the number one team in the West region, Seattle Pacific. So all being said, you know, we've done some positive things where, you know, we've moved up in the rankings and we're going to a very difficult place to play this week at Central Washington. You know, they're a game ahead of us. They have, you know, really good players. I mean, you watched the game on Fox Sport last Sunday night with them in Western. I mean, what a Donnybrook. So, we've got some tough sledding ahead of us. But up until this point in time, you know, I really like the way our team has progressed. I've liked the way they've come together. I like the way they're shooting the basketball right now. And so there's some real positives that we can draw from that. But, you know, when they throw the ball up on Thursday night in Ellensburg, none of that'll mean anything.
We do want to talk about last week's games, though. You know, starting off with Western Oregon, it was interesting. I talked to a couple of fans, and I think you'll know this. You'll appreciate this for the spirit it's intended. They talked to a couple of fans after the game, and they were both obviously excited you won, but they both said, geez, it was almost kind of boring, you know, because they were saying it was 84-76, and it almost did seem, compared to the other games, it was a little pedestrian. And I'll tell you from a fan standpoint, and I know a coach never feels comfortable, but it really did seem, doing the game play-by-play, that you guys really were in control of this game. I know a lot of things can happen over the course of a game, and I didn't think it was boring. I thought there were a lot of wow moments, a lot of fantastic offensive plays, some great defensive, exciting, what I call wow moments. But for the most part, this was a game that it seemed to me like you pretty well controlled from the beginning to the end.
Well, when we got up, I don't know if it was 12 or 13 or 14 or 15 or whatever it was, we had fairly good control of the game, and then I thought we, you know, instead of keeping our foot on the gas pedal, we kind of eased up on the gas pedal. And, you know, going into the first half, you know, Blair Wheaton, who's a fantastic shooting, you know, point guard and can really shoot the ball, and he proved it against us. He was 3-for-10 from the floor. And in the second half, you know, what did he end up, you know, 9-for-19 or something like that? He obviously made, it was 6-for-9, and most of those were all threes in the second half, and he had another, you know, he had a big night. You know, and they hit some deep threes on us. You know, it wasn't boring to me at all. I was certainly standing up and on the edge of my seat throughout most of that contest. So I thought we did a really admirable job of staying the course, and finding a way to, you know, they run a lot of different zone defenses, and partway through the first half, they went to man, which I think was a credit, you know, maybe that was their strategy to begin with, but I thought that was a credit to our ability to attack that zone defense. Because there's, you know, there have been some nights where they've come out and really hurt people with the zone defense, and I didn't think we shot the ball particularly well. And I mean, as I say that, we've shot 50% in our last five games. And even Saturday night, I thought we, you know, had some really good looks at the basket that I was hoping the ball would have went in the hole. And so I'm sitting there whining under my breath about how we missed this shot and should have made that shot. And then you pick the stat sheet up at the end of the game and you shot 50%. So, you know, there's in two contrasting styles. I mean, you've got the zone team from Western Oregon, and then you've got this, you know, the Anchorage team that's, you know, really, really good defensively, and I think their opponents are shooting, the opponents against, you know, Anchorage are shooting like 40%, and they hold people to the type of, you know, they kept the tempo at the tempo of the game that they wanted to keep it at, and I was really proud of the fact that our guys didn't let that bother them, and they stayed the course, and they executed well in the half court.
You get a lot of great balance on the team right now, but it'd be just absolutely irresponsible of me not to mention that first game. I thought Derek Wright was just an absolute monster in that first game. You know, he just really owned the paint.
Well, Derek's starting. You know, Derek's. You know, I think he's capable of playing like that all the time. And this weekend, we're definitely going to need that from Derek. We're definitely going to need him to step up and play the way he's capable of playing. We're going to need that from everybody. We're not going to be able to have one of those three guys played well and three guys did play just okay. I mean, we're going to need a unified effort from everybody out there.
And I think you've been getting that as of late. And we're going to talk about the second game that they won, Alaska Anchorage, on the second part of the Coach's Show with George Pfeiffer.
Are you ready to get amped? AMP helps athletes get in the game and stay there. Our performance programs build strength, speed, and endurance. And if injuries do occur, our sports docs, the best in the region, are there to help athletes heal, regain their strength, and get back on the field. AMP, athletic, medicine, and performance. Check us out at ampmontana.com. AMP is a proud supporter of the Yellow Jackets.
Welcome back to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Ken Adelblue talking with the head men's basketball coach here at Montana State Billings, George Pfeiffer, as they get set to finish up on the road at Central Washington and Western Washington. We've talked kind of in depth about the Western Oregon game, a game you all won here at home, 84-76. Alaska Anchorage, I guess we knew going in it was going to be a tight affair, and it really was, 65-60. I talked to you after the game. You know, I'm an offensive guy. I love a lot of points being scored. Those are typically the games I like. I don't know if I've ever enjoyed a game that much that was, that low scoring. I thought there was some great defense on the part of both teams, and I thought despite the fact it was low scoring, I thought there was some pretty decent offensive play. Well, that was a very, very entertaining game.
I think it was a well-played game by both sides. They shot the cover off the ball now. I mean, they made 10 3-point shots in that basketball game, and they weren't lucky shots. They were shots taken by guys who can make them. They executed well to get the shots that they got. I thought we defended the two fairly well, which was, you know, in the end, probably the contributing factor to us finding a way to be successful. DeVille obviously played really well. He was huge at the free throw line down the stretch for us. In the Western Oregon game, and he stepped up and made free throws for us down the stretch in the Alaska Anchorage game as well.
I think sometimes we look at post players and we assume they spend a lot of time in the hot tub after the game, or they spend a lot of time on ice. I don't know if I've seen anyone spend as much time on the floor this year as DeVille Jackson. He loves to go towards the basket, and he does not have any druthers at all about taking on the big boys underneath. And that's what you need from a point guard. He loves to attack, doesn't he?
Well, he is fearless as far as going to the basket. You don't see him, you know, we call it the guys who go to the rim who T-Rex their shot. They know they're going to get hit. And so they get almost into a fetal position before they shoot the ball. And DeVille's certainly not doing that. DeVille gets himself to the free throw line, and he does that because he has the courage to attack the rim. And he's doing a really good job of and he's obviously a very good passer, but he does a really good job as time is going on finding open guys. You know that if he gets by you that he has an opportunity to score, so it does create traffic. And he's becoming better and better and better at finding the open guy outside, not just inside the paint, but outside the paint. And if we can knock those shots down, that makes us, you know, a much better basketball team.
Met Brad Hodges' parents before the game, had a chance to talk with them. They picked a good night to come with senior night, obviously. I thought Brad Hodge, particularly late in that game, earning 3 points the old-fashioned way, getting fouled, going to the free throw line. Brad Hodge, I just thought that it got to a point in that game where there were moments where he just seemed to me like he just could not be denied.
Well, we said it in the interview after the game that, you know, we talked to our team about, you know, sometimes, you know, having done this for a long time, seniors sometimes on senior nights get a little weird, and they start to perform out of character because it's the last home game and it's my senior night, and so, you know, sometimes they play special in a negative way, and sometimes they play special in a positive way. And the thing that we tried to enforce with our seniors going in on Friday and on Saturday is it is senior night, so behave like a senior. You know, it's not the Christmas party or the New Year's Eve party that we're going to right here. This is on senior night, you should collectively play as seniors, and that means that you do the little things that are going to help us to win basketball games, and you're going to make plays, and you're going to play. You're going to play the way you're supposed to play, having been in college for 4 years.
I suspect if somebody were to ask you or to ask me, you know, assuming you go down to Central and Western Washington, a few seconds left, you're down by two. I think you ask most people whose ball would you, you know, who would you like to have holding the ball at that point. I think a lot of people would probably say DeAndre Chambers. But I'll tell you what, I wouldn't mind hedging my bets on Mike McCrary. He's been hitting some big shots for you lately down the road, hitting some big threes, and boy, he can be smooth out there.
Well, I think the thing that we have is we have, you know, there are numerous players on this team that I don't mind, you know, getting the ball to. And, you know, again, last year we lost 10 games by 5 points or less. At Nazarene, Derek hits the big three in the game against Seattle Pacific, although we didn't capture the game. McCrary hits a huge three. In the Nazarene game, DeAndre Chambers hits three threes in the last 3 seconds. I've seen DeVell take a game over by getting to the rim and getting to the free throw line down the stretch. And so, you know, you know, Lash has had some moments for us too, where he's came out and made huge baskets in critical situations. And so, we don't have that one-dimensional. We're not a one-dimensional team, and sometimes that's hard because you're doing everything by committee. But sometimes, on the other hand, if you're on the other side of the bench trying to figure out, now if we stop this guy, we win the game. And I've coached players like that, and it's nice to have a guy that you throw the ball to and he just goes and gets you a basket. But with this team right here, I think the thing that we have done and demonstrated, even looking in our stats, is that we're a balanced organization. We've got six guys that are capable of having big nights, night in and night out. It's a little more stressful for the coach because, you know, as that's going on, you're trying to determine during the flow of the game, you know, who you need to try and generate more shots for, who the team needs to look to more based on how they're performing that night. But having multiple people to do that, that's something that you really like to have as a coach.
I did want to mention one more thing too, in terms of Derek Wright, you know, who was just, I thought, just incredible against Western Oregon. They did arguably a nice job of slowing him down in the last game, but to me it was almost like a football player, like a Terrell Owens. And I know you weren't using Derek as a decoy because Derek's an integral part of your offense, but it seems like they were really focusing on Derek. And I thought that he did a great job, played very unselfish, and I was a little surprised at the end of the game, frankly, how few points he had. But he was effective from the standpoint that I really thought that their emphasis on him opened things up a lot for the other players as well.
Well, I don't know if that was their emphasis or not. But you know, I thought Derek had some really nice jump shot opportunities, and he wasn't trying to miss them. The ball just didn't go in the hole for him. And if he knocks a few of those down, we're not even talking about how he didn't score a lot of points, because he would have been up to double figures. But you know, he's a very versatile basketball player. He can put the ball on the ground, he can score next to the basket, and he can score facing, and he does that in a, you know, 4-5 position on the floor. So, you know, and I think it does behoove Derek to have other players out there on the floor that are capable scorers as well, because that creates more of an isolation situation for him.
All right, we're going to talk about the final two games of the regular season for the Montana State Billings men's basketball team as they get set to head to Central Washington on Thursday and Western Washington on Saturday. That on the third part of the Coach's Show with George Pfeiffer.
Where can you find Yellow Jacket apparel and memorabilia? It's all at Jackets & Company. They've got you covered. Everything from that t-shirt to that special Yellow Jacket coffee mug to that really special doodad you just know you have to have. Why not go now? That item you were thinking about buying is just sitting there waiting for you. Go ahead. They're right around the corner with 5 Beezer's locations to serve you. They've got it. You know it. Jackets & Company. On campus, downtown, and online at www.jacketsandcompany.com.
Welcome back to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show with George Pfeiffer, the head coach for the Montana State Billings men's basketball team. You know, we've been talking about a lot of positive things, and now's the point where I get to be the buzzkill for just a short period of time. If there was probably one point of this whole basketball season, which I think has had a tremendous amount of up moments, if there's one sort of low point, it would have occurred Thursday and Saturday, January 28th and 30th, when Central and Western Washington came to town. That was a tough two-game stretch for you. You know, you were coming off a real nice split on the road, and frankly, those two teams came in and won fairly handily. Make the case, George, because if somebody doesn't know anything about this basketball team and say they're just picking up for the first time, they're picking up the stats all year, they're looking at those two games, they see you got those two games on the road, and they're saying, ouch, that's a rough way to end the season. Make the argument, kind of become a teacher here and tell us why this MSUB team has a good shot to pulling off these wins on the road.
Well, these are two teams that if you play really well, you may not find success. That's just a simple fact. But if you play well, you have a chance to have success. Now, Central Washington came in, and I thought they took it to us. I thought they did. I thought they took it to us in every phase of the game. I thought they were the more physical team. They executed tighter. I thought we played out of sorts. I think they had something to do with that. I thought we played like we were had a sprained ankle the whole night. You know what I mean? We just didn't flow. We played disjointed. And again, that probably had a lot to do with Central Washington. Western Washington. There were a lot of open shots that we gave Western Washington, but they made some covered up shots. They've got some really good players. They've got a group that's played together for a while. If you watch that game on Fox Sports Northwest on Sunday night, I mean, Mo Anderson's playing really well, which was really scary, is that there were so many other people who contributed in the game, and two of their guards, you know, Webb being one of them, who's their leading scorer, he still contributed a lot in that game, but he didn't do it in the scoring column. And so if that doesn't raise somebody's eyebrow, I don't know what will. Both teams are really aggressive to the glass. Both teams are really, you know, tough-minded. And so that's where I think the line of scrimmage starts with. We need to go in, you know, if we have any type of thought process of getting into the West Regional. You know, these are the type of teams that we're going to have to beat. We told our team afterwards, you know, the bad news is you've got to go to two very tough venues and play. And the good news is that you're going into two venues that if you had find some success, you have a chance to make a case for yourself for further basketball after this. So, we're going to have to shoot the ball well. We're going to have to roll up our sleeves and get busy on the boards. I think we're defending better, and we've got to continue to do that.
Yeah, I thought, just from a personal standpoint, I didn't think you all played very well against Central Washington. I thought Western Washington was just a game where they just had one of those games where, you know, and you've had them probably as a coach where you're just thinking, my goodness, we're just absolutely outstanding tonight, and I think it was one of those situations. Unfair question, but kind of handicap it for us. I mean, you've been coaching for a number of years. I know coaching Lewis Clark, you were probably dealing in situations there when you were maybe looking at some at-large bids or what have you. You go down and you pull off a sweep at Central Washington and Western Washington. You just handicap it a little bit. Is there a decent chance we might get some postseason play?
Well, I would like to think so. I mean, I'm not one of the Raiders, and I understand all the eight columns. I think the thing that we are told is play a competitive non-conference schedule. And we've done that. I mean, Dixie's in first place in the Pac-West, and we've had success with them. Mary is in fourth place in the Northern Sun, and we've had success with them. Right now, Colorado Christian is third place down there in their division in the RMAC. And we had success, with them. Dominican's in the middle of the pack in the Pac-West, and we beat them by 30. So we stubbed our toe and lost on a last possession play at Dixie. We lost a game at Mary. But for the most part, I think we've gone out and we've played a pretty competitive non-conference schedule, and we've had successes. It isn't that we went out and played it, but we've won some games doing that. And then you come back and you take a look at the fact that this conference that we're playing in has won 75% of its games against Division II opponents. I don't think we lost a game to the California Conference. So you know, obviously the strength of that. We've had success in the RMAC. We've had some success, big success in the PacWest. And so those are the people that we're playing night in and night out. I mean, Hawaii Pacific in the PacWest is tied with Dixie for first place, and they're not even considered in the West Regional because they didn't, you know, right now, I guess, they didn't play the type of teams that they needed to play, you know, to earn that strength of schedule point. And so just playing in our conference gives you a strength of schedule. I mean, the top two teams in the West Region are Seattle Pacific and Western Washington. I mean, not one of them's in the near the top. I mean, undisputed number one and number two. And so if we're playing against that caliber of team night in and night out, we should get some quality points, in my opinion, for the wins that we've had, you know, in the GNAC. I tease and tell people that we're kind of the Big East of Division II basketball. You know, I'm certain other people have that same, carry that same mantra about their conference, but I really believe that. So, you know, anyway, all we can control is how we play, and all we can control is our performance, and all we can control is our competitive spirit and our enthusiasm. And, you know, when we get done at the end of the day, then we'll reflect back, and it does have a little bit of a beauty pageant flavor to it. You know what I mean? You're going to hopefully sing your song the best and look the best in the swimsuit. Not me, of course. I don't have a swimsuit that would ever make me look good, unless it was at one of those carnivals where they put your face through the cardboard box and they have the swimsuit already painted in. So anyway, right now all we can focus on is trying to get ready to play Central Washington and then get focused on trying to play Western Washington. That'll be tough because Western only plays us that week, so they're probably had a couple days off, and you know they've got time to prepare for the Jackets. They'll watch us play on Thursday night on online, and so you know it's a difficult venue for us. But if you're a competitor, you're excited about it, and I think I'm excited about it. And I can tell you, we had, you know, since this is spring break, we've had video sessions and then practices in the afternoon, and I get a sense from our guys that their actions at least just demonstrate that they're ready to embrace this road trip.
Should make mention that the win over Western Oregon ensured the Jackets their first winning season since 05-06. So regardless of what happens this weekend, been a heck of a year. George Pfeiffer, congratulations on the big wins over Western Oregon and Alaska Anchorage, and best of luck this week.
Thank you so much.
And the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show with George Pfeiffer. Thanks, everyone.
The Yellow Jackets and Montana State University thank you for logging on and listening to Yellow Jacket Sports.